Okay, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Tom will give our opening prayer.
Let's pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day and the many blessings of life, the opportunity to be here on this earth one more day. Be with those in the community that are having hard times. Be with those that are sick and afflicted. Put your healing hand upon them. Lead, guide, direct us during this meeting. Forgive us of our sins. Go with us and bless us. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.
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 Pray.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hello. Okay. Oh, sorry. I dropped it on my notes. Mayor Hernandez.
Present.
Vice Mayor Carter.
Present.
Commissioner Danner.
Present.
Okay, did you have a chance to look at the minutes?
Yep.
Make a motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and since this is our second closed meeting, no citizen comments tonight. We are hoping that on the next meeting that we'll be back to open meetings. Let's see. We will have phone directories on Wednesday, right? Didn't you say Wednesday?
Wednesday morning now, so they should be ready. We'll pick them up Wednesday morning.
And we'll get those out. We'll have people come pick them up. And we had talked about, of course, the office has to open up eventually back up on Monday. Having that open. Everything else opens on Wednesday. They're here Thursday. And then Monday will start full open. And I don't know. I think for the things probably that could be handled by phone, if we could encourage that, that'd probably be wise. But I'm sure there are some things like people that want to come in, like you said, somebody called about getting copies of ordinances or things like that. Then, but they'll be back open and we'll put that on the website.
Yeah, now that people found out I'm a notary, I'm getting a lot.
I bet you are. You should have kept that quiet, probably.
Five or six.
Oh, wow. Yeah, word travels fast on free services.
Do Daryl on that as far as opening back up. Just don't, precautionary measure, have you a tape and a tape 6 feet in case you get two people in here at a time and 6 feet from your desk where we don't have a plastic up or anything.
Yeah, we put a note on the door that said, you know, that it instructs to stay 6 feet apart and masks are encouraged. I think that's the way they did it. They said you can't force people, but you can just say it is encouraged. And that's really about all I have since our last meeting. Do you have anything, Tom?
Since we got a few people present right here, and get that word of mouth. I don't know if anybody see this. You want to just go down this financial information that you just gave us, Darrell? Just let's kind of see where we stand right now, money-wise.
Well, Mayor, would you mind before we do that, let me make a few comments?
Oh, go right ahead.
I think I already told you we're going to keep the credit card with the current bank. And because you had passed a resolution to that effect, so we found out we can keep it current, so we'll just keep it as current form. I went to the budget committee meeting at the county Monday and discovered that the fire department funding had already been approved, so apparently we're going to get our $65,000 with no reduction in it, already been approved. We talked a little bit about the bear permit and what's going on with it. That's still in the works. we may be getting a little bit of action now. I think the mayor said she just talked to him today about it.
He's supposed to bring the check for payment tomorrow, he says. He said he got approval to write the check for the money, so we'll hopefully get that.
And then, again, this will get more into the budget when we start into it. But do remember, and as you'll see, I went ahead and put the money in the revenue side, the $41,000 that we're going to get.
Yes.
With your all's approval, we want to spend about $4,000 of it on new computers and updating our software and those kind of things. But remember that $41,000, it can only be spent in certain ways, and it can be on IT, infrastructure, roads, public safety, those kind of things. It cannot be used, of course, for general fund use or one of those things. So you all need to be thinking about how you're going to use that other money.
Those tiles, what do you think?
Now you're going to have
Don and I had talked the $41,000, so 37,000 that we're going to get from this government for this COVID-19 thing is fixing these drainage ways, like the one going down here, the pipes, the one on Redbud, the road's starting to eat away because the pipes are rusted out underneath now, the big pipes.
Culverts, as I call
them. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we can't spend it on the payment like what we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thought. You can't do that.
And remember, they're actually calling it a grant.
Okay, now.
And so you have to submit to them how you want to spend it, and then they'll approve it and then reimburse it or pay us for it that way. So it has to be through a grant.
I've slipped, so you'll have to refresh my mind on the money on the fire truck.
What about it?
On the equipment. Where are we at on that money?
We are all going to go for the next hospital grant to get additional air packs for the other truck.
That's what I want to make sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
and he has submitted to me, I didn't bring it in here, but he submitted me a prospective invoice on the rest of the equipment that he needs. I think it's 4 more air packs. Basically what we used the money for this last time. So I'll be submitting at least that when it becomes available. Now, in my opinion, we probably can get more than that, but again, you got to justify it.
I thought he said he had some other things, though. He didn't submit those?
He hadn't yet.
Okay.
But I'll work with him on trying to...
Because he did say he had some other... I don't remember if it was hose or...
Yeah, some other
fittings, or I don't remember.
There's some things like that he's working on. But I've already got one that's in the 30, I think it's $35,000 range,
okay,
or whatever, something like that.
I know he did have some other things that he was wanting to add to that.
And I think that grant will be open this year. They moved it up a couple of months, so I think it'll probably be July or August when it has to be submitted.
Okay.
But I can take care of that.
Okay.
So can you get the numbers
then
for
we got
the culvert replacements?
Do you need, because that's going to have to be bid out, the culvert replacements and stuff, because two of those are going to be over $10,000, I can guarantee it.
Yeah, we probably
will have to bid that out.
Need to bid it out, so y'all can help me give me specifications or something on how we can advertise it.
Okay.
Now, we've got that money. Now, the money, you can use it. It's actually up to 3 years that you can actually use it, but they're encouraging us to have it done by next June.
This is the 41. This is the 42,000. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we've got plenty of time to do it, but
the computer.
I think we can easily spend it.
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and get it ordered July 1st because we need that.
Somebody won't know about that for your own information, is it? I didn't realize it, but we don't have one computer in here.
Yeah, they've got that ancient laptop,
and
that laptop is so slow.
I thought we had the one back there, so I called the guy to come over here because Darryl said, you know, it'd be nice if it had a computer in there work. And I said, what do you mean don't work? And he said, don't hook that. Well, I called, you know, Darryl to come over here, which when we get it, he can set everything up, and all. But I forgot what he said it'd be, wasn't much. But anyway, but we can check on that. But We don't have a computer, no system. We don't have the equipment and the programs and everything. Even set that computer up to match the one in here in the office.
No, we don't.
So, if he doesn't want to do something, he can't put, you know, like me, I can pull something off of Tommy. Tommy can pull something off of me. They can't even do that with that computer back there.
Yeah, that one doesn't work.
Yeah. So that's why we're looking to get that updated.
Going back to the fire department, another thing you could add on to that grant from the hospital is I talked to Chad again the other day about the flow meter. He would like us to go halves on it, which would be $1,250. But that would be...
Yeah, that qualifies.
That would be equipment.
Yeah, it would be.
And then he said, and this thing works, apparently, he said, this one, you can do twice as many hydrants with it as you could with the old one. So it takes a lot less time.
So would that allow then someone to go and check the fire hydrants in and make sure that...
He said, White Pines, their old one broke. And Chad said, we're getting a new one. They're in a spending freeze right now. Glenn's not letting it. I said, well, what if we pitched in on it? Because we need ours done. I mean, nobody knows what kind of flow we have. He goes, if you would go halves on it, that'd be great. We could get them all done.
I was more
thinking of a third maybe, but he said a half would help more.
Well, it's better for it than us for him paying the whole thing. And that's what would happen.
Well,
if we can't share with them,
Donnie's going to put in to buy another one. He goes, Chad, we'll get one too, and we'll have two of them. I'm thinking, why?
Yeah, why? Yeah.
Buy it and lease it back to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. For the full price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the prices on those have gone up.
If you cost that much up front, you can pay for it little by little. Pay us all the way back. It'll be free.
Before we get into the budget, you want to go ahead and ask them about setting the dates for our budget approval in June.
Yes.
Our public hearing and so forth.
I wrote the dates down. The 22nd for the first reading.
That's Monday the 22nd.
Monday the 22nd for the first reading. And public hearing on the tax rate.
So what we'll do on that one is that'll be public hearing on the budget and setting the tax rate.
Right.
And the first reading on your budget amendments. So we'll have you approve budget, first reading budget amendments, first reading on the budget tax rate.
That's
June 22nd.
And then come back on.
And 29th, right? Yeah.
Monday the 29th.
The second reading.
Second readings.
On the budget and the amendments.
At 5 o'clock.
I remember I talked to the mayor about this. At first, I was going to have it a lot earlier than that, but then I got thinking about it. On budget amendments in particular, we want to get it as close to the end of the year as we can to get our final year figures in to do budget amendments. So
well, and I would like to see that meeting be open.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I would prefer a budget meeting to be open.
Okay. But if those two dates are okay, then I'll.
Does that work for you?
22nd.
And 29th.
29th.
And do you want to have them again at 5 o'clock? Last year you had some at 1 o'clock.
And we'll have it at 5.
Okay.
We'll do that at 5 for those working people.
Okay.
We can't identify, but we'll do it.
Okay.
Anything?
Thank you. You want to cover the budget?
Yeah, I just talked right here who's here. Let them just know a little bit right here.
Well, the city's in pretty good condition. Right now, financially, you're looking right now as of April the 30th, we had in our checking account, we had $498,700.
If y'all want to look at this one, I can look at this with Gary.
$498,000 and change. In your general money market account, you've got $350,000.
I think I have actually another copy.
In the streets and roads money market, $208,000. Fire department money market at $42,000.
Now,
the drug fund.
That fire department money market, that's outside of what the $65,000 we get, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's that CD that when we done budget 2 years ago.
Yes.
That we saying he's going to spend the $40,000 of that, and then when we got the truck, that's where they want to take the $40,000
right.
and equip it.
Well, why don't we take that $40,000 and pay down that truck? Because we're paying $70,000 in interest on that truck.
Well, what we're doing, that $40,000, we could do that now. The $40,000 that was in that money market, if you remember, Donnie's wanting to get all the equipment for the truck, spend it on it. And I said, we'll just hold off because we might get a grant or something. Look like we're getting grants, okay? So we're not going to spend that now. We should have the money to do it because otherwise we done had spent, there we're going to be. We're going to have to figure out how to get $42,000 back in another grant. So I think we made a good move by not giving them that $42,000. So we got $42,000, like I say, we can use it to pay down. After we do the budget, my recommendation, after we do the budget this year, see where we're at, what we got, and maybe just say, okay, here's $42,000 on fire truck.
And you might want to wait this, because like I said, I think we'll know on that grant probably by September, October at the latest. I mean, for some reason, if we don't get that grant, then you may
Right. Yeah, I would like to keep it till then.
Keep it till we get that grant.
Yeah, get the grant.
So anyway, there you are with the total of all sources. You got $1,000,001 and all your sources. Of course, you know your projected revenue at your current tax rate has gone up almost $20,000, and we'll discuss that in the budget when we get over here. Now, with that budget I submitted to you, this is your first pass at it. You know, we're not voting on it or anything, but I want you to just look at it and see if there's things in there. If you'll pull your proposed budget out. Did she want to make a report? We passed that up. I'm sorry.
Well, you did.
Sorry about
that. Yeah, we did pass you.
Especially you saying she... Her report was going to be so compelling.
While we're on the subject of reports, when we do the agenda, I want to add in the codes enforcement to D. Okay. That way, when people have questions about that and you're here, it's easier than them calling you. Calling you later. Well, but I mean, then you're here and you hear, you know, you hear what's going on, and it's not like. Well, two people stood up in the meeting and said that the grass is too high, or there's too many cars parked at this place, or whatever. I mean, if that's okay with you, I'm going to add you on in that way. But anyway, well.
But I would think he could also go over anything that he responded to.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so then you kind of get you a chance to say what was resolved and what's still in the process of being, worked on. But. Since Donnie's not here, we'll move right on to Park and Rec.
So Parks and Rec, we're having our big citywide garage sale. So I took the sign down, found a place, because the place we used before is out of business. And they're changing the date.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully, can I still put it up like we did last year?
Yeah.
Where we zip-tied it to the sign over there. So.
Yeah, one of these.
On.
Bank
Ferry RFD.
Does it?
No.
What?
And we'll have our another meeting May 28th, I think it was.
I don't know how long the clip like this, but.
Well, you could have that's over at the police department.
All right, awesome.
And I gave her a copy of the proposed budget for them
that she was going to take to that meeting. Yeah. So much easier the way he did it.
I like that old chief of police one. I'll be honorary if you let me have it.
Has anybody responded that they're going to participate?
No, but I put up another sign at the end cap. I don't know how I need to move stuff around in the thing again. I don't know how much people are looking, but I put the sign at the end cap and then I'll put it up there.
And we'll post it again on
Barbara said something about it because it's going to be open to.
Right.
Up in air, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there are people that I've ran into that have said that they're, they've asked, or on Bainbury Bulletin, when are we having it, and so.
Okay.
We'll see.
Now, then there's the July 4th.
Yeah.
hopefully nothing else happens between now and then.
We're gonna have fun that day.
Would you have any problem? We've had a hard time fitting in this fire-wise thing. Mm-hmm. Because the fire trucks are out that day, could we kind of advertise that there'd be a little bit of fire engine activity
absolutely.
On that day and call that our fire-wise?
Absolutely.
Meet our obligation.
Yeah. Be one more thing for the kids to do while they're over there.
So you
don't
have a problem.
Yeah. Right. The more the merrier. Oh, and we're going to buy a bocce ball set. So that day we can play bocce ball, and also Tom Clemens is gonna make a cornhole.
Yeah.
And Char's gonna paint it. She's gonna put a Bainbury thing on that paper. So, anyways, that's exciting news in Parks and Rec world.
You ought to put a dunking machine out there with the mayor on it.
Yeah. I read it. And charge.
I can.
Yeah.
It'd have to be each of you.
That's right. That's what I said.
I can't swim.
Yeah, me neither.
It won't be very deep. It's okay.
I got life preserve relatively.
No. Yeah, that one of those that gets wet and.
Yeah.
There's always somebody trying to help you out.
Yeah, every day, somebody coming up with fundraisers. And then planning.
Yeah, I'm here every day planning, but I have a couple of miscellaneous things if I could. Does anybody know at this point whether or not we have to do something with the covenants, and are they actually legitimate at this point? A lot of realtors ask. They want to see them. They want to know if they exist.
Easy answer. Covenants are null and void. They do not exist anymore.
Okay.
They have to be renewed every 15 to 20 years, and no one ever renewed them. So
does that mean they can't be renewed, or do they need to be renewed?
I don't think you can without starting all over again.
Really? And right now that isn't on anybody's agenda, right?
It is not.
Well, the city's got nothing to do with the covenants. The city has nothing to do with the covenants.
They were originally done by the developers, right?
Right.
It's a homeowners association.
Yeah, homeowner deal.
Is what it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. We wouldn't have anything to do.
I get that question more than anyone I get about what restrictions do we have.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, scratch that one.
So the restrictions would be only what the city has.
Right.
If you're in the city.
Just,
as far as
city ordinances, or
the Bainbury covenants, I mean the Lakeland covenants, or null and void, Gary said.
But
then
also,
like,
lands in.
Square footage.
Right.
Now, Lands, well, it's been over 20 years with Lands End, too, unless somebody's renewed them within those. But
I have never seen anything.
But I don't think it was ever active anyway.
I think the only person that would have done it would have been Dave. And I don't remember him at the Lowlands. Or Mike, and I didn't come up. Okay, number two. Is planning going to see a plan for the dog park so that we can, give you some input? Because I know I pulled a nice list of things that, the signage that is kind of preferred for dog parks and that sort of thing. So if you guys already have a plan for that.
I was under the impression that planning wanted to be part of the park that we were planning.
The dog park.
Well, we want to eventually have a park. And there, that was something else that I meant to mention, is the grant for Park and Rec grant, Daryl. That Mark Potts was talking about the.
Yeah, well, they now have, you're supposed to have a recreation plan, 10-year recreation plan together, which means if you don't have that, you cannot get any grants from the state or anything if you don't have that 10-year plan. The county right now has agreed to do it, and I think every other city except White Pine declined it. But I think Danvers and Jefferson City agreed. Of course, you've got to put some money with it.
Isn't it $500, I think, for our size?
Yeah,
I think it's $500.
If you wanted to do it. He would come to a commission meeting and explain it all if we want to pursue it that far.
Yes.
But I don't know. What about?
He said this morning when I talked to him that he could come at the next meeting and discuss it if we are interested in hearing about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is it's $500 up front, and
I think they kind of base it a little bit on your population.
Right. And, but if we could get it, that would be the money that we could finish the park side of that with.
And what's the park side?
Well, we would decide that, what, you know, what kind of features we wanted. I know you said you had a swing, like a industrial.
I've got a schoolyard swing set, the old, it's up behind, my girls don't use it anymore.
And he said he would donate that, and then we could decide what other features we wanted to have and what kind of, you know, how we wanted to place them and some tables. And I thought that was the part that you were interested in.
No, I didn't even know about it. It's not, I don't remember it ever coming up. I don't even know where we want to put it.
We were going to incorporate with the dog park.
Okay. So there's more space there than what appears?
Yes. Okay. There's a lot of space there.
But then in planning, we can talk about.
Yeah. I think the dog park that we went with was kind of the identical, almost to a smaller version of what's at in Jefferson City. And but I mean, you can definitely we can talk about the signage and.
Yeah, the signage. The only thing that's come up besides that would be a little buffer zone between us and the neighbors,
mm-hmm.
which is simple enough.
Yeah, that would be.
Leland Cypress.
I know the, Dan Foreman had mentioned to me once that if we were interested in him giving us a price on signage, that he would be.
I don't think it has to be much, but it should give you the rules of the game.
Well, and that's kind of what he said. He said, you know, he said, I can do it as simple or as,
yeah.
You know.
Details.
Yes.
Pick and choose.
Right, because we have, I think we have, now we have, I have a picture of the one from Jefferson City, and I think I have a picture of the one from the Anchor Down. So you could pick and choose the rules you want for that. And I know when the veterinarian, when Vicki Mellon gave us a letter to get that grant, she had put some ideas in there of things that she felt like were important to include in, you know, use of the park.
Oh, yeah.
So we could consider that, too.
And long-term maintenance
mm-hmm.
should be part of
the budget. And we have that on the budget also, the maintenance of the dog park.
Okay. Is Rose, I know that you don't have a chairman yet, right?
I'm sorry, what?
A chairman. Do you have a Rose chairman yet?
Mm-mm.
Is there any?
Did you ever talk to Vicky's husband?
I have not talked to him. I haven't seen them since we've been in lockdown.
So you can't be a chairman. I know. Well, let me propose something to you. You obviously are the man in charge, but would it help you to have a temporary chair that could announce your meetings and put down your agenda so that.
I mean, we have enough for quorums right now. We just don't have a chairperson. I don't get off subject, but that just made me think, how is Jerry doing? I've not heard anything.
I can't tell you that. I don't know.
Is he home? He's home. He's definitely
he's
home.
He's out riding around.
Yes, he was on a golf cart. I've seen him out, but I don't know.
What he's doing for, you know, he's doing all right for whatever.
But, you know, since everybody's been inside, I haven't seen anybody, haven't talked to anybody.
And I'm sure that his system would be so compromised that they
right.
wouldn't take any chances.
I don't blame him. and I saw him the other day, and I didn't ask him about that.
And I know Rick does the minutes, but.
Yeah, Rick's the secretary. I don't even know what Vicky's husband's name is. What is
Greg.
It? Greg. I think he will do it because I had approached him a couple of times and asked him to be on it. Whether he wants to be the chairperson, I don't know. And luckily right now, we don't have anything going on other than Stoneway and the drainage dishes. And we know what we have to do there already. So Stoneway, which I finally got the last person that sent us a notarized letter saying we can do whatever we need to do to get the road in.
Fantastic. Well, that kind of brings me to my last question for you, and that's, is there proposed a long-term plan, at least for the maintenance of the roads? Is that something that's in the back of your mind, or is or do we just have to bite at it a piece at a time?
Basically, that's what we're going to have to do. I mean, our future plans right now, the immediate stuff is the culverts underneath the roads have to be changed out.
Oh, they're awful.
Then back nine, something's got to be done with it. Got to be done with it, because I'm surprised nobody sued the city yet. He's right in front of Jane Fleckenstein's house.
It's like
it's about this deep off the side of the road, and people's cars have got to be dragging on it when they
a small child could fall in there.
There's an axle falling into that.
Yeah, you would.
Plus, there's a lot of high-end real estate on the end of that block, and pretty soon they're going to start saying, "Why can't we have a road that's more
expensive?" And hopefully, and Daryl will probably know, because I talked to Alan a little bit, and Sandy. Of course, Sandy left now, but there are grants out there for paving. And nobody's going to want to listen to this, but unfortunately, the first places that have to be repaved would be Land's End, Nina Ferry, because you always work your way back out so you're not running over the new stuff you just put down with the old trucks. And, of course, everything in here hasn't been paved for over 20 years.
Well, what about, and I know you've said before, it really isn't cost-effective to do it piecemeal. So,
well, it's not cost effective, but we don't have enough money to do the whole thing. Like when Stan did every road in here, we don't have that. We can't afford it anymore because it's tripled from the last time they did it.
So you would take the most continuous roads that are the most.
And like I said, that's what's going to make people mad.
Sure.
That Land's End will probably get paved. But now St. Andrews, Atherton, they're not in bad shape. Compared to Back 9 Drive.
Well, where would Back 9, just for personal reasons, where would that fall in the scheme of things?
Well, Stoneway needs to get paved soon. That's first on the line. And then we need to start resurfacing the roads, because Land's End's getting to the point now where there's so much construction going on in there, it's starting to break up. And it costs a lot more to go patch the road, to cut it out and patch it. If we can get in there and just resurface it right now, it'll last another 20 years without having to patch it.
Yeah, there's a picture on the, you can see on the internet when you look at the difference in Back 9 Drive from several years ago to today. It's pretty dramatic.
Biggest problem, we got all the ditch and everything to deal with.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you talking about widening? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, it needs to be widened.
I don't see why. They just drive in my yard.
Well,
that's not a
we
road.
We take about 3 more feet over on your side of the road for the pavement. They won't be driving on your yard anymore.
Yeah, most
that'd probably be better.
I know that I won't have to be gullies.
And you don't have to maintain.
Yeah,
my mower would like it.
But you know, unfortunately. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but there's a lot of older people that live back that way, and they don't drive well to begin with, so it's a danger.
Well, it's not only that. Everybody drives, nothing personal here, a great big car.
I live down there.
But to that point, this hadn't really happened to me until there were two cars side by side, myself being one of them. There's two places on Back 9 that really could use a sign that says Blind Hill. And for example, when I come out of my driveway, I can't see what's in that cul-de-sac coming from the left, coming from Land's End.
Mm-hmm.
That is a total blind spot.
You're talking about down by Mark's house and Bucky's?
Yeah, just beyond, just right about in there, yeah. You can't see, on my end, you can't see in that swell. And it's kind of the same coming the other way at about where Fleckenstein is.
Jane.
Probably the best solution to that is it's a 25-mile speed zone. So
well, there you go.
You should be able to stop, but the way to ensure it, you should put a speed bump right around between me and Bucky.
We've looked in the speed bumps.
Really
the city's liable if somebody hits it too fast.
And they will.
And then we got to pay to fix their car.
Yeah. My house is pretty far back.
I agree. I was involved in that one time, putting speed bumps in, and you don't want
to
do that.
Now, I'm trying to solve that problem with the speeders in here. Jeff is putting together a traffic enforcement, which will be running radar.
Oh,
they don't do that right now, but that's what he's putting together. And he said, Gary, when I get it together, he said, I'll get them out there.
If you would like to put, I know they had, because they used it, a year and a half ago, just a sign, you know, and tells you how fast you're going. Those work. They really do work.
Yeah,
they
do work. The only problem with it, you can't stick it anywhere on back 9 and be in the road. It's somebody's yard. Or,
you don't have
well, he said you can put it in his yard. We had it in his yard before.
That does, because even I drive slow anyway, but I still look at it and see how fast I'm going.
Then you go slower.
Usually I'm going 13 when I'm supposed to be going 25. The only problem with that is Jeff says somebody took a .22 and shot that thing up when it was in front of your house.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it got shot at the other end, but I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows?
I don't. You think it was in front of ours?
That's where he said.
That's crazy.
You know, there aren't that
that's brave.
Offenders, but there are a lot of vendors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. UPS truck is the worst.
Yeah.
He flies through here.
The old FedEx driver did. The new one seems better.
Just an aside, a little aside, but it's almost comical. I had a couple of things delivered yesterday that were from a FedEx truck that is working for FedEx. You know, they're using, and I not only got my stuff, but I got a reprimand about people that shouldn't be ordering stuff they don't need right away because there's not enough drivers to fill the medical supplies.
Wow.
Yeah, he was literally, you know, enraged.
I'm not promising that.
You're getting paid, aren't you?
Yeah, so he's the one guy who doesn't have to sit home and suffer.
Yeah. He's whining.
So I said, I'm promising nothing. I'm ordering.
Yeah,
I guarantee he's not delivering no more than he did before this happened.
No, we always had a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But okay. I truly believe now that we got figured out how much money we have, where it was, we're going to have enough money to do a lot of work in here on the roads this summer. Would have liked to have started already, but it's been so wet, you can't do anything.
I know. Can't even hardly mow your lawn.
They're right now, they're fixing actually Laura and Lonnie's road in the back that's never been fixed and has been approved road, and they're paying an ungodly amount of tax. You couldn't even drive up it. It was so bad. So Roger went back there and he started on it, but then it started raining again and he couldn't finish it. So... But now, like I said, now that I got this back, and I do need to get, I have everybody else's signature on the plat. I need to get Mike Harris to sign the plat now.
Sure.
So I can send it to Larry and have the deeds made.
Just give him a call or I'll call him. You just tell him where it's going to be. Will
you
have it here?
Yeah, I'll drop it. I'll you have the other, you have the
original
of this, right? This is just a copy. Because I asked Laura to make me a copy of it.
I guess, yeah.
So, and I'll bring the plat back that's got everybody else's signature on it. We're taking land from them, so that's a done deal now.
Okay.
It's taken 7 years to do, but it's a done deal.
Oh,
it's been painful.
It has.
I got two more things. Is there going to be anything else on the website? It's such a shadow for myself.
And there's eventually it's going to link to MTAS, but since they are working from home, the attorneys said they will not have it out of legal until.
So that's the way we're going to do it. We're going to link it to them.
To them, and all of our code will be there, everything. But I've called them and called them, and that's what the last thing they told me. They said until we get back into the offices, we are not going to be able to get it through legal.
Oh, I understand that. So, I just didn't know what the plan was.
But it will have that on it.
Okay. The hollies on this side have aged out. They've been in there because I know myself and the lax and the shoners. We put those in when they first built it. They've aged out, and I think they probably didn't get any water in the last season, the last heat of summer. They should be replaced because they look quite bad. If you actually look at them, most people kind of just glaze over it. They're all half dead. I would recommend that we replace them. I'll get you prices on that. There's 9 there. We don't need 9. 8 would be more than enough. And it would keep the holes in the same place, which would make them much easier to replace. Possibly David would do it for us. Otherwise, wherever we get the hollies, I'll ask what they charge to put them in. Typically, it's two or three times the price of the plant. I estimate that the whole thing, if you include a soaker hose, which would make it real easy to water that side, you'd be talking about maybe $300, maybe a little less to put that back into the...
I have a bunch of soaker hose too, if you need some.
Yeah, it'd be a long one or two connected.
Yeah, I have one.
But then it would be a simple matter of just turning that on, and no one would have to stretch anything out there to water. It's probably why they've never really gotten the water they needed. It's just too cumbersome to do it. So with your agreement, I'll get some prices for that.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Yeah, the sooner the better. That way we can, if we decide that's the way to go, we can put it in the budget then.
Okay, no problem. Okay, that's it. I do Rex Moore. Do any of you know Rex Moore, the Moores?
I don't think I do.
Theoretically, they were supposed to have submitted something for a room addition. You haven't gotten anything.
Where do they live?
I can't remember if they're Mountain View.
Doesn't sound familiar, I don't know. Rex.
And because they seemed like they were almost ready, I told them they didn't have to wait for planning if I could give it to the inspector to look at it. So nobody's seen it, nobody knows about it.
I haven't seen anything.
Okay. Oh, one more quick question. Got a question about a pavilion. Does a pavilion sound just about like a gazebo to you
guys?
This
is going to be Chris.
Was it
Chris Coghorn?
Where is it at?
Bonavista.
Where do you want to put it at?
Oh, behind the house, I think.
Oh, they have a house there already.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a different person than we're thinking then.
We can talk about it at the work.
That's what, because I have one I want to bring up at the work session that somebody has approached about, and I thought we'd get into that there.
Yeah, I don't want to run into the same thing I did with the pool house.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought figured we could go over.
So it looked like.
Oh yeah. But there'll be a couple of people asking, because that's a nice. I think Dolly has it in the back of her mind.
Yeah.
So that's going to come up again. That's it. I have nothing else.
All right. Let's see what else. Talked about that.
Vote on audit, Mayor, too.
Yes. Real quick, there was a question that somebody called about property behind. It's a house on the corner of East Atherton and Harrison Ferry. Rebecca King. There's a question about, I guess there was, several people have said the golf course used to mow this and now they don't mow it. She says it's the golf course property. The golf course says that it's not their property, that it's the property of the lot owner next door. But several people say the golf course was mowing it until recently.
Well, the golf course has always mowed a lot of stuff in here that wasn't their property, but they're not doing that now. It is actually probably her responsibility to mow it.
Well, it's not her property.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, she says it's not her property. Well, that's why I'm saying.
What she doesn't get is those old lots back there, and you can look on the original map. The old Lakeland, everybody's property line went to the center of the road. And then the city had an easement 25 foot back on them for whatever they needed. But they owned the property. That's why you are responsible for everything up to the road.
Right.
That is actually a road in between her house and Don Rose's daughter's house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the right of way that she should be mowing right up to that thing.
Okay.
I'm going to let you tackle that with her, too.
Thank you.
But
didn't you say road? It's a road.
It is.
Roads.
It is a
roads.
Road. We have a right-of-way through there that goes right through, right around the number 2 tee box and in between the one green.
Okay.
It's never been used. We never put a road in there.
Well, if you are available, I would like for you to go over there with me so that we can...
What I need
show
to do
the
is,
property lines,
hey,
because
what I need you to do next to, when you're down at the courthouse is get me a copy of her plot map from the courthouse, because it'll show her property pin going to the center of the road.
But we need to address that somehow.
I'll call Tony and leave.
Yeah, call Tony.
But anyway, if you'll go with me so that we can once and for all straighten that out, because it's a kind of a daily.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's a daily thing, and I kind of would love to get that settled. But anyway,
give me her number and tell her to call me. As long as I have caller ID, I won't answer it.
I know. That's why I'm not going to do that. That's why I want to meet you over there. Yep. Okay. Did you both have a chance to look at the audit? Mm-hmm. Are you good?
I'm good with it.
I'm good.
You're good with it.
Yeah. Okay. And just again, as you people out here, just to know, the most interesting thing in this is on the fourth page, which states that the total cost of the city programs for the year ended in June 30th, 2019 was $259,000, which is a decrease of almost $200,000 from the previous year.
Yeah.
So where did the other $200,000 go? Acquiring money.
And it wasn't just last year. The three previous years, it was almost 200,000 more. So
that's how cities go broke right there.
Yeah.
What was the money back?
43%.
I mean, how much money do we have? I forgot what it say right there, the previous year in the bank and all that stuff. Did it say?
It does. It says a lot.
It's in there somewhere, but anyway.
The city's in it.
Well, like you say, you know we got close to $200,000 more.
If anybody would like to take a look at the audit, you're welcome to. It's exciting reading.
To buy a fire truck.
No, it's got to list some of the things that were removed, right?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Well, some of them you're like.
It's only part. You got to remember, because this is the year end is different. You know, it's right. June.
But it sounds like it's affected. What did it cost for the audit?
$4,300.
Okay, you save $200,000. Let's do it again.
Yeah, you have to do it every year.
Yeah.
So, make a motion to.
I make the motion to approve the audit.
I say.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And these are public record. Anybody that wants to come in.
Yeah, you can take a copy home.
Take a copy
home
and look at it.
We still getting dinged for whatever it is that we didn't have.
No.
Well, this audit, this particular one has it because we had more months without two people than we had months with two people. So they still considered it a fault. But we should not be dinged on that this year with Laura and Daryl. We should not have that. We have two people looking at it. So, but yeah, I did notice it was in there this year. And I was like, but yeah, it was only three months.
In there, we used to talk about the grass, but we used to talk about not using money when there's no interest or anything. It was the tax we had to pay. We what was it?
The drink tax?
Yeah, drink tax. How much was that?
It is.
It's 40.
47,000.
45 pounds. Yeah. 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't charge interest on it.
Yeah. So
yes.
No penalty. So.
So.
We'll probably put it for the truck if we could.
I think you probably need to go ahead and do that.
Daryl's running into it now, like Alan was running into it. Every time you try and get something figured out, something else shows up. Just like now, we just found out that they didn't pay the drink tax last year again. They missed the payment on it.
Oh, no.
Mike.
It was budgeted, they just didn't pay it.
A lot of mistakes.
That brings up horrible memories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want any memories of that.
They didn't pay the taxes last year either. The payroll taxes, right? Isn't that what Alan said?
I don't.
He got it knocked down. That was the fine for $400.
Oh,
we're gonna get fined.
I don't remember which one that was though.
There was two of them that were.
There were so many errors that it was
great.
I mean, the first, 2 months with Alan and Sandy was a nightmare, a total nightmare. But anyway,
we're on the right track.
Getting it out, getting it done.
Makes you wonder what TPA was doing.
I don't know. I'm not sure what TV was doing for 30
you
years.
In the budget meeting, he made a comment. He said, $200,000 mistake ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Was that
Mike?
Don't you remember Mike made the comment? He said, He said, you know, work TVA. He said, $200,000 mistake, but nah.
Obviously, he had to lower his standards.
Yeah.
Don't know what that was about.
They just submitted descriptions and no invoices, no doggone, you know, PO.
Even on that thing with their findings about one person having to do everything, that's why it was screwed up.
Yeah.
You still don't want to person.
Is that what you're talking about from the audit? Yes. But that's what I said. This next year, we won't have that finding.
There's two people.
Because there are two, so yeah. Yeah. I mean, then you actually did implement it where it says in here you won't go.
Well, see, that was from July the previous year, and we only had one person in there, which was Mike, until February. So we had more months with one person than we did with two. So we still have the ding for it.
And it wasn't just that.
But we should not have that.
A lot of it was is up until a couple of years ago, they only had one person signing checks. You didn't have to have two signatures. So one person was writing every check in here. You didn't know what they were writing it for. There was nobody.
Had a bunch of different accounts.
No checks and balances against
them. Right.
Yeah, apparently there was how many checking accounts? How many banks?
It was all one bank. It was just a bunch of different accounts. But anyway, I think it's finally
doable. You know, the thing about it, the guy that did the audit, he does my taxes, and I went in there, and he said, you know,
I think that's all I have.
This is New York City.
Right.
He said, it's Bainbury. He said, it can't be as complicated as everybody's made it over the last few years. I said, well, that's what we said. We wanted it. We're a fourth grader. Most of the time, we'd understand it because that's what most people read on. So I said, yeah, we'll be able to add, subtract, them, you know, and divide.
Next year's budget should be much, much better. I'm hoping most of it has been rectified.
Well, and that's what Alan and Sandy both said. It's going to take 1 year cycle to probably get pretty close to what it needs to be.
Can I just make one comment? I think we make a mistake in leaving putting out the impression that it was in dishonest in any way. I think it was just people not necessarily knowing what they were doing. Doing it the right way.
To a point.
Well, no, it's not the people that are in those jobs, and you know
that. See, I can tell you just by when I came in looking, we were just doing the audit of the equipment. There was some fraud going on there. Whether it was just accidental fraud or just handing it away, they didn't think it was. They were giving away property like it was theirs that belonged to the city, and couldn't account for it.
You'd have to be more specific. Most of the police department stuff.
Yeah.
But well, no, I'm not saying I don't think anybody stole any money.
Yeah.
But it was just mismanaged.
Yes.
Like with Mike, what we found out is he was taking money from all different light items and paying different things, and you can't do that. You have to go through the commission to take that money and move it.
There was a certain amount of ignorance involved, and I know the police department is a whole other thing. You know, we eventually knew there was a lot of stuff going on that shouldn't have been. But for the most part, city managers and whatever have been people just trying to do a job, you know.
But then it takes so long to correct all of that. Yeah. It just takes a really long time and a lot of effort and hours and all that to make up for it.
I think this last session was tough.
You want a motion to adjourn?
I motion adjourn.
Oh, wait. Oh. Back that up.
Go back to the budget.
Remember, you got to
yes.
Over on your second page on the agenda.
You're right.
Proposed budget.
Yeah, and the budget real quickly.
Yes.
On that ordinance.
I forgot the second page.
On that second page on the agenda, we got to approve on second reading. And by the way, you got two pages on your agenda.
Yeah, that's why I skipped it.
We got to approve, and by the way, I noticed I put resolution number. It's ordinance 21906.
That's what I have, ordinance.
Yeah, but I mean on the agenda, I put.
Oh, okay, okay.
I put the resolution number last time, so I just need you all to approve second reading on ordinance 219-06. That's on the drug fund, just giving the money to the sheriff's department.
Well, I make a motion to. Approve that number.
Ordinance 219-06.
Okay, that's what I got back here.
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve that.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I am going to make Jeff, I did mention that to him, that money that he's getting, He is going to buy the letters to go on the building that say Jefferson County Sheriff's Department.
Oh, perfect. That's great.
Okay, now, Mayor. All right, real quickly, and this will just be, y'all can continue to study it, but now I'm giving you right now the proposed budget for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
On your general administrative, your biggest changes there is, of course, the increase in property tax revenue is going to be in about $24,000. I cut out a little bit on the sales tax revenue, really not knowing how this pandemic is going to affect us. But I went ahead and cut. It's got to hurt us some.
I'm sure.
Just a matter of how much. So I went ahead and just deducted a little bit out of that. We'll have to adjust as the figures come in next year or the next few months. And then, of course, I put that stimulus grant in there, the $41,564. So that's why you're seeing a huge jump from last year, $229 to $293. The sales tax revenue, I mean the property tax and the stimulus money is the big jump. Now, like I said, y'all continue to look at that, see if there's any line items that you have questions and call me. Now, flip over to the second page is your expenses. Now, as you can see down at the bottom, you got a total of $174 compared to $293.
Right.
Maybe you said
174. I got 179.
179. I'm sorry. 179.
Yeah.
Now, on your expense line items, I went ahead and in anticipation of the dog park being completed, I just plugged in the remaining $12,400 that you got to spend in that grant. I just went ahead and plugged in figures in each one, like the land prep, maintenance repairs, the fence, you know, just to give us an idea of bottom line where it was going to be. So I just went ahead and plugged that in. Obviously, we can change it, adjust it as work starts on that.
Has the fence has already been paid?
Do what?
Has the fence been paid for?
Most of it, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
But I was thinking there might be something else coming
right
up or whatever. We can change it around.
Well, we definitely want to put
I wanted,
spend
I wanted
it.
To get
yes.
that 12-4 in the expense.
Yes.
Line out of somewhere.
The fence is chain link?
It's going to be vinyl coated chain link.
Black chain link in the city?
Ornamental.
You can at City Hall. You can. You can't put it up by your neighbors.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the government falls under different rules.
But the and yeah and
on the ordinance I just read, I didn't see where there was a carve out for.
Yeah, I don't. As far as I know, there doesn't have to be, but that's the recommended fence for dogs. Because otherwise, they say that they can get hung up in the fence, and that you can't. You're not supposed to really put up any other type of fence for that.
That's pretty much on all of them.
Question, Daryl. Question: the sale of the property up there should be on this year's, but it doesn't show up here.
Yeah, it did back here.
Where? No, on the budget.
Oh, on the proposed budget?
Because that would... Oh, this is for...
Yes. Yeah, it's
my
in,
bad.
It's
my
in
bad.
The current.
Yeah.
Of course, that's also part of why you have some good figures here.
Right.
Yeah.
On your fund balances and so forth.
Mm, true. I know.
Okay, now continue to look at that, the general, and call me with expenses or anything that you see.
I see you.
Over your fire department.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember the mayor and I met with Donnie and we decided that at this point in time we will not do the $10,000 appropriation from general fund to him. He's going to work off of the $65,000 that comes from the county. Here's a rough budget, as you can see, and expense line item. As you can see, it gives him a little bit of room, even without the $10,000 right now, to do some other things. One of the things that was funny here, as we were doing this, why that's changed, I originally had him within $1,000 of the 65, but then we found out that somebody had been budgeting the insurance in both the fire department and the general fund. So it was double.
Yeah, so we got to put, we're able to put that money back
so
in fire.
So we went back and I allocated, I did find some notes from someone, and I think these notes were okay. What we did is we took our entire $8,100 expense line item for our insurance, which is everything, liability, property insurance, everything, and allocated 33% of it to the fire department, and then the other part goes to the general fund for the buildings here and so forth. So I think that's appropriate. But anyway, that was funny that they had allocated
twice. When we did the budget, they'd be a line item here and a line item here, and I'm going, why do you have it here when it's all this?
Well, and they were both really close. to the amounts were close. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we, I know the mayor, and I think Gary, you mentioned Donnie, had said, well, you know, you're not going to give me my money. We said, what? Look, if something comes up later, you can always come back and amend the budget.
He approached me the other day when I put the air compressor in there that, well, I don't want to, why you're not giving me the $10,000. I said, because you don't need it.
Don't need it.
You do need it.
He didn't spend it. Right?
You can always come back. And if something happens, we'll give you some more money. But I said, we're not going to give it to you to start just so you can spend it.
I'm for fire protection and everything else, but you know, like some people, if you got the money, they think they're supposed to spend it. So, you know, and I never have figured out how they spent this much money and then had to borrow money to buy a fire truck. I still haven't figured that out.
Flip on over to the streets department. As you can see, now I'm going to adjust this. I just want you to see the bottom line. We got to transfer the money from that general fund to make this balance. See, right now you're at $18,000 revenue and $21,150 expenses.
Right.
For your final budget, when I bring it to you, I'm going to balance that out. We'll just have a transfer account up there in revenue to.
Okay.
We can't show that as a deficit.
No.
The state says that's a no-no. You can't
do that.
And I think this is something we need to look into. For years, the city always used to, and Mike was very adamant about this when he was the mayor. The city always appropriated $30,000 to the road department out of the general fund every year on top of what they got from the sale. And then it just stopped. They quit doing it. So the only thing we're bringing in is $16,000 a year to take care of our roads and do all the maintenance on them.
And you're taking lights out of that?
No, the lights, they switched back.
They switched back again?
Street lights are underneath their own line item. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they were using the state street aid to pay for the lights, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the previous commission, I remember when they voted to not put that money. They were advised by MTAS to do that.
To do what? Not put the money in?
To not put the money, or to not take it out and allocate it, because I guess once you do that, you can't.
But I never understood that really, because if you have $1 million worth of street work that needs to be done,
it has to be spent.
Yeah,
but of course,
by MTAS, I find that hard to believe.
But remember, on your streets, we'll be coming back and amending this once you decide how to spend that stimulus money, and then and this, you know, your biggest problem account you've got here is Parks and Rec.
That one just never has enough money. That one.
Why is Parks and Rec numbers enlarged more than anybody else?
I was wondering why
they're special.
It went up $500 this year.
And you know what? We might have to buy a new grill. Is that Parks and Rec or is that the City Hall?
That would be the city.
That would be the City Hall.
Yeah.
That would be
that
City Hall.
Be something we have to do that, because last year when we were trying, you looked at it.
I think the regulator was bad in there. I got it cleaned up, took it all apart, and it worked for that day.
You need to call Jimmy Riddle and let him come look at it and see if it's fixable or.
Okay.
I think you were going to really have this budget. Again, we'll continue to scrutinize every line item from everybody. Have you the final budget to you well before their June 22nd meeting so that you can approve it? I really won't involve you all much in this unless you just want to look at it, but the forms that were sent in last year were not the proper forms that needed to be sent in.
For the what?
The state comptroller's office.
That was the other thing that we got. that Alan was saying.
But it just has to be done for this year's budget.
It has to be done for this upcoming year, and I've got those forms.
It doesn't have to be done, but...
And I'll let you look at them, but actually, that's just what goes... It's actually quite different than what you're looking at here budget-wise. It really summarizes it and puts it more... I mean, in lots of cases, you just got two or three line items. You got revenue, expenses, what your fund balance is.
Right.
That was
probably it. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. All right.
Daryl, tomorrow I'll come in and I'll give you Jimmy Riddle, so we need to call about this grill.
Yeah, it's nice too.
Let him come look at it. He does heat and air and gas and everything else.